And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, God's favorite board game. God's favorite board game. Yeah, we can actually debate that. Also, we're going to look at Don't Be Mistaken. Well, not mistaken, but mistaken. And then at the bottom of the hour for a little bit, we're going to hang out with Mario DiMatteo, artist, motivational speaker, and phenomenal life-changing testimony. Going to possibly change your life.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. We might peek there for a little bit. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Let me just tell you real quickly. In my master's studies, we're studying Judaism. Oy vey. Guess who's getting asked a lot of questions? All right, folks, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by, winner. Here comes the SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hurricane Irma weakened into a still dangerous tropical storm Monday as it pushed inland, triggering record flooding in Florida's northeastern corner while rescuers in its long, soggy wake struggled to reach victims and learn the full extent of the damage. In St. Augustine, Florida today, St. Johns County Sheriff David Shore tells WJAX-TV there's likely to be a lot of damage to his county.
Today, tomorrow, the next day are not the days for driving around. We told you to prepare for the worst-case scenario. Just because your neighbor called you and said your house is fine does not mean your neighbor's fine. Does not mean we don't have heavy destruction in the next neighborhood.
In Miami, Sebastian Munoz says his apartment building in downtown Miami fared pretty well during the storm.
The building's fine. It held up great. We still have power and water. No AC, but, we still have power, which is good.
More than 5.5 million homes and businesses are without power in multiple states as Tropical Storm Irma moves through the southeast. It is a day of remembrance on the 16th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks at Shanksville, Pennsylvania today. Vice President Mike Pence says the American people are inspired by the courage and resolve of the passengers on American Flight 93.
We honor them by remembering them. And we honor them by ensuring that we do all in our power as a nation to prevent such evil from ever reaching our shores again.
Some people in New York City are commemorating 9/11 by volunteering for service projects. On Wall Street, the Dow by 259 points to 22,057. The NASDAQ rose 72. The S&P advanced 27. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Aiten first heard about Jesus, her reaction was,
"I will never believe your God and change my religion."
But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All I've got is all he needs.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to do a quick check on the weather. You feel bad because all these different things are going on all over the country. We're in San Diego. So, yeah, it's never really that bad. In fact, in San Diego, when it rains, that's when people pull over to the side of the road, look up at the sky, and say, "What is it?" And it's rain, so it's okay. And you don't have to stop in the freeway if there is a mop. It's not a requirement. Oh, wait, there's a mop. Okay, that's okay. Let's cover a couple of things that we need to cover. If you are okay with that, I hope you are. We've got some big things taking place. Not the least of which is we have Cross International, Robert Lewis and Jim Beath are going to be joining us on Tuesday and on Wednesday. And if you've not heard Robert, if you've not heard passion in a radio conversation, you will be blown away because this guy lives for causes. I mean, that's what his ministry is, to promote a cause. And when you hear what's going on and the things that they're working on, you're going to be like, wow. Because it's cool stuff, and we like it. All right, the thing to let you know, a couple of things right off the bat. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, we just had Sam on last week. Sam is the guy to tell you, here's exactly what's going to happen tomorrow in real estate. Here's what he says. I don't know. Because he doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but you don't base your plans as a Bible-believing, born-again Christian in fear. So because of that, you make your decisions. If you want to work with Sam, he'll be glad to work with you. You can meet with him, talk to him. You do not have to sign up with him. If you meet with him and decide you don't like him, he doesn't take offense at all. It is pretty fascinating that he's been able to really have a lot of blessing in the audience. That's kind of a cool thing. And it's also pretty fascinating that he has been able to minister to the Christian community through the commissions. He takes 25% of his gross commission on every deal through this show, and he gives it back to a church or ministry that the person wants, and he's given tens of thousands of dollars. And it's like, that's just cool. There's nothing weird or bizarre. It's like, oh, that's cool. And so we encourage you to get in touch with Sam. If you're not sure, let's say you're a person and you own a house and you want to, well, the word is right size, but it's still downsizing if you're going from a house to an apartment. And then if you're going from an apartment to a house, maybe you just want to talk to somebody, get some handle on it. Give Sam a call. He'll talk to you about it, kind of walk you through it, tell you what's going on, and prep you. And again, that doesn't cost anything. And if you're selling your house, Sam will take up to $25,000 of a fund that he has, and he will fix up the house so it sells faster. And then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, doesn't charge any interest. So it's just like, okay, that's cool.
got a front door not there, you might need a front door to sell the house. I don't know. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. If it's not for you, it's somebody else. We say, send them to Sam. Okay, that was not the best. Yosemite Sam. That was... Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. Okay, forget it. I could do it like a parrot. Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. What about that? That's better? Oh, that's not good. All right, let's get into our What's Bugging Me segment brought to you by E. Cola, Termite, and Pest Control. I'm just waiting for the buzzes. E. Cola, Termite, Pest Control, powerful termite, and Pest Control is gentle as a butterfly. ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Here's what's bugging me. We just want to mention this now. Thank you. Here's what's bugging me. You know, when 9/11 happened, it was pretty dramatic. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, it was a pretty defining moment for a lot of us. For some of us who were really young, like you're in your 20s or so, you might not have recognized how dramatic that was because maybe you kind of saw your parents going through something. Here's the thing that bugs me. It bugs me, and it reminds me of the biblical truth, that we forget things so easy. There's just something about it where, like, at that moment, for that time, and for a brief time, and most people would even say 3 to 4 weeks, it was like, it was cool. Everybody's like, hey, we're a nation. We're going to stand together. We're going to do what we got to do. And, those that are of faith, hey, use your faith. Those that are not of faith and you want to help us build, let's build this together. I mean, it was like that kind of attitude. And then the political elements came back in and took over because sinful man cannot maintain that sense of unity and any kind of perfection. It just bugs me how quick we forget that when we do something good or we do something that's reflective or we do something because we do want to be sacrificial, that we just forget. And it's like, that's what Israel did. You know, these great things that they did with God and God did for them and what they do. What have you done for me lately? And that's it's terrible. So we got to do better. We, not just, it's all liberal fault. It's all Democrat fault. It's all Republican fault. It's all conservative fault. Everybody has to do better. Okay, I don't think the Lord's up there going, well, I'm going to give him a pass because he's a Republican. I don't think that's happening. I don't see that in Scripture, but okay. All right, let's take our first, and this is going to be a little bit of a controversy, our first DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. A DDD is something that I'm reading in Scripture. I come across it in a passage, or I come across some concept while I'm reading and doing my devotions, and I think, man, that'd be cool to talk about that. That'd be something interesting that maybe I'd want to examine, some of us want to examine. That's where this stuff comes from. And so the title of this is God's Favorite Board Game. Okay? God's Favorite Board Game. So the first thing you're going to say to me, and I'm not going to disagree with you, is you're going to say life, okay? Because the game of life is probably the ultimate board game that you would think a God would, I would go with that. I would tend to agree with that. However, there are another group of people that would say, really, it's the game sorry, because that's what's like sorry, you know? A few people would be kerplunk, but not that many, just a few. But for me, risk. And you're thinking, risk? Yeah, I don't like risk because I lose at it. And my son beats me when we play risk. And the only way for me to beat him is for my wife and I to team up against him. That's the only way that we actually win that game. But let me tell you why I think risk is one of God's favorite board games. Because when Peter was in the boat and Jesus was on the water, and Peter wanted to know if that was really Jesus, and Jesus said, come out, the water's fine. Then Peter took his leg and put it over the side of a boat. Now, you could talk to me a lot about your faith, and I would tend to agree with you that we have had great, great moments at times of faith. But I think a dude on the water in a boat who puts his leg over the side of the boat, that's a little higher than I've gone. That's just a little better than I've done. And he went out there, and that guy walked on the water. What's amazing is people will say, well, only Jesus walked on water. Well, that's if you're biblically ignorant, yes. But if you understand what the Bible says, Peter also walked on the water. Now, Peter's walk was a little shorter,
and a little bouncier, but he walked nonetheless on the water. What a moment to take your leg and put it over the side. What a moment that requires us to risk everything that we would understand is reasonable and to say, you're there. I mean, I just want you to kind of get out of, because it's so easy for us to say, oh, I have faith that God's going to help me pay rent. I think this was bigger. This water walking thing, I think, you know, middle of the water, it's not a pool, okay? He's not in a pool. He's not stepping off from a raft, okay? This is a body of water. And he puts his leg over the side and he takes that first step. Now, I don't know if there was a moment before. I don't know if there was a moment during, a moment after. And I bet, even to some degrees, he was even surprised that, I mean, he's up. I mean, that had to be weird, I would think. I would just think it'd be one of those weirdest things. But the thing about it is that faith pleases God. And even crazy faith pleases God. I would qualify that as crazy. I'd say that's up there. But that's up there because it was a genuine moment of earnest faith. And Peter took it. And if faith pleases God, even though he sank after that, I have no doubt in my mind, as Scripture makes it clear, the Lord was pleased with that moment where he trusted. So I'm going to tell you that the game of life is probably the best board game. And the sorry is a good one that the Lord works with. But risk is a great one. Put your foot over. See what the Lord does. Usually it has to do with the miraculous. So it's kind of cool. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many other historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renewed vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead the tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
You're listening to Plugged In on 1210 AM KPRZ. Taylor Swift's new track, Look What You Made Me Do, takes hating haters to a whole nother level. Through song and video images, Swift lashes out at everything from the cage of fame to those who have openly criticized her while in the spotlight.
I've got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice.
That's not to suggest that this is necessarily an uplifting tune, but it certainly has gotten people talking. The singer's fans watched the song's YouTube video some 43 million times in its first 24 hours. I'm giving Look What You Made Me Do a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. For the full review, visit PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Mario hanging out with us. We're going to have a good time. The next time we're going to talk, you're going to find out. All I'm going to say is if you're looking to hear, you know, what the Lord is doing in people's lives and how the Lord does fantastic things, you don't want to go anywhere. We're going to do a DDD in this segment. We're getting to Mario and have him hang out with us for the last two segments. It's going to be fascinating beyond what you think. Only it's radio, so it goes like that. You know, it's really fast. So we're going to do our best to get as much in as we can. Couple things I do want to run in your direction to make sure you know what's going on. Don't forget the 12th Annual Pastors Appreciation Lunch taking place October 5th at City View Church. Keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress, the guy who did the forward on my book. And he's a good guy. He's a great teacher. And there's people out there in the Antifa. They're like, he's a bad guy. And it's like, why don't you tell me your testimony? How'd you become a Christian? And then they stop talking. So that tells you kind of what's going on there. That's an easy thing. But what you do want to do is have the opportunity to be inspired. And you want to know what's the best way to handle these things without, like, walking off a plank, so to speak. And so we encourage you to go to KPRZ and sign up. I think you will really enjoy it. I've been to six Pastors Appreciation. The first one I ever went to, I've got to tell you, I haven't told this story in a long time. Tim LaHaye was speaking, okay, and there was all these people, maybe 300, and I had to sit right up front because I was new and they didn't have a seat for me, so I had the very, like, up front seat, and there's all these people, like 350 people, pastors all over the city, and he looks right at me, and he goes, and this is before I started radio, he goes, whatever you do, do in faith, and I'm like going, okay, there's a message from God, it's like, that ain't hard, so I love that. It was just great. So you'll have an opportunity. You never know what could happen in these type of things. So we encourage you to check it out. One other thing, the app. Don't forget the KPRZ app. It's free. You have to go to the App Store. And as Agent Squires really hates when I say it is absolutely free. Does that drive you nuts? I'm working on it. It's a short putt. Okay, don't forget Whitefields Ministries. Steve Wheeler sent me an email today. Steve's a great guy. He prays for my family on a regular basis. I pray for his. Just great people doing great ministry work, and they take the gospel to places I'm not going. Well, the Lord has not called me to those places, and I'm really thankful he's called Steve to those places, and I support that ministry, but they go to places where the nearest road is 30 miles away. Like, okay. This is like, and they take some of their stuff with them, and they go into these villages that have no clean drinking water. In fact, these villages use cesspool systems as their drinking systems. And they go in there and help them correct it and get them fresh drinking water. They capture the rainwater in some of these forests where it rains a lot and there's all this water goes to waste. And they enable these villages to drink clean drinking water. And then when the people ask, why are you doing it? Because they never charge. They say, because we want to introduce you to He who is the water of life. And it's just cool. It's a great ministry. And so we tell you, if you're not going to financially support them, which is totally fine, totally, pray for them. It's a good thing, praying. I mean, Paul said, join me in my struggle by praying for me, Romans 15:30. So do it. Pray for them. Pray that the Lord blesses them and guide them. That is the primary thing Steve asks every time he's on the show. I just want to know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's it. I'm not looking for anything else. Like, okie dokie. All right, let's do one more DDD, then we're going to have Mario come on in the next segment. It's Di Matteo, isn't it? Is that right? I got that right, huh? That's pretty good. That's kind of like throw the dice. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. This DDD called Don't Be Mistaken. Little theology here for those that may appreciate a little theology every once in a while. Mark chapter 12, verse 24 through 27. Jesus said to them, is this not the reason you are mistaken, that you do not understand the scriptures or the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But regarding the fact that the dead rise again, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him and said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly mistaken. This is Jesus talking to the Sadducees a long, long 50, 60-year-old joke about the Sadducees. They don't believe in angels. They don't believe in, you know, miracles. They don't believe in the resurrection, and that's why they're sad, you see. They're Sadducees. What? I didn't make it up. I'm just repeating it. Anyway, look at what Jesus says, though. I love stuff like this in Scripture because it does force you to think just that next layer down instead of just reading on the surface. Listen to what he says. He says, is this not the reason you are mistaken? So he's going to tell them why they're making a mistake. It's like, okay, what is it that these guys are doing, Jesus, that has put them in a position that when they go through Scripture, they're doing something wrong? And then Jesus tells them, you don't understand the Scripture or the power of God. And this is an important element for us to understand, that you don't just get to understand one without understanding the other, because you'll never get God. You don't understand just the Scripture and don't understand there's power behind it. You don't understand just power and misunderstand that there's Scripture behind it. You have to understand the power of God and the Scriptures of the Lord. You understand what he says and what he does. And so he's like, dude, you guys you're off. Just to give you a reference point, because a lot of people like that, 2 Peter 3:15 through 16, Peter was talking about Paul's writings and how some people were off, and this is what he said. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do to other scriptures, to their own destruction. Like, ouch. That's the guy that gets on the television cable, or the gal that gets on the radio or the television cable and gives you 1/4 of a verse. Unlearned, unstable, to their own destruction. No wonder they don't know Jesus. They're just using it for their reference bounce point. It's like, oh, that's ridiculous. And so it's important for us to understand that Scripture has a balance to it. Remember that encounter between Jesus and Satan in the very beginning? What did Jesus do? When Satan's trying to tempt him in the flesh and talk about food, Jesus is like, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then Satan jumps to Scripture. You know that, right? He jumps to the Psalms and says, well, to use Scripture, are you? And then he quotes a Scripture. What does Jesus say? It is also written, is his response. Now, why is that important? Because there's a lot written, and you don't just take a piece. You have to look at the cake, not the cherry. I mean, it's all of it. And it's like Jesus is like, yeah, but it's also written this, because Scripture brings Scripture into balance. And so Jesus is like, boy, you guys, saying to the Sadducees, he goes, you guys, no balance, zero. You don't get it. And then he talks about the power of God, and the way he does it is so fantastic. Then Jesus goes, by the way, when Moses was talking, they believed the law of Moses, so they were going to have a problem with this no matter what. And he goes, when Moses was talking to God, you know, God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm like, uh-oh. I think they're all like going, uh-oh. Because they were thinking it's the was, and Jesus is like, you don't get this at all. Now, if you're a Sadducee, you're thinking, you know, we shouldn't talk to Jesus. This is a bad idea. Because they were losing tremendously. Here's the thing to get. The power of God is fantastic, present, and available. Is it fantastic, present, and available, like all the different theologians try and say from all the different denominations? Who cares? That's so stupid. You know what matters? You and God. Because when you die, you know what won't happen? They won't have your whole denominational group stand up in front of God for you. You will stand up in front of God. And you will give an account. Now, you want to be a Baptist, or you want to be a Pentecostal, or if you want to be a Lutheran, or if you want to be a Methodist, God bless you. Whatever you want to be, you be it. But you make sure you do it to the Lord first, and not to the approval of men, because you will not stand before men when you die. You will stand before God and have to give an account. And so there's no little, oh, well, no. You. And so you and I need to be, okay, we get the Scripture, we get the power of God, teach us all you want to teach us, let us be everything you want us to be, should be, know to be, and whatever we fail in, we ask for grace and for mercy and for forgiveness, and get us there and help us to walk there. That's how you ought to be walking. That's not that hard.
We make it harder, but it's not that hard. So don't be mistaken, okay? All right, take a short break, come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Be right back.
Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes. One who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry.
The role of the pastor is more critical than it is today.
Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Mount Miguel Covenant Village and CAPS Pregnancy Clinics. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ app.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
This is John MacArthur with another edition of Portraits of Grace. When the writer of Hebrews said that faith is the conviction of things not seen, he was implying that we will respond to what we believe. James put it this way, faith without works is useless. In other words, a non-responsive faith is no faith at all. Noah had a responsive faith. He followed God's instructions and built a ship when there appeared to be no logical reason for doing so. As a result, he endured 120 years of hard work and ridicule because he believed God was telling the truth when he said it would rain and flood. His work was a testimony to that belief. I pray that the choices you make today will show that you are a person of strong faith and convictions, that you believe God. This is John MacArthur, looking forward to bringing you more Portraits of Grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here. AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Ought to tell you, every once in a while, I should probably tell you that you can send me an email. I'm supposed to tell them all the time. I just do a poor job of it. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. A special guest with us today. I want you to listen. You try and give him as much room to share as possible. Mario DiMatteo. I'm just glad that I can say it right. That part's good. Storyteller, artist, urban farmer, motivational speaker. This is all off your LinkedIn, if that's okay.
Thank you.
This is somebody that has a gift of creativity in different forms of communication. That might be a nice, that's kind of a nice scientific way to say dude's gifted. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice process. First and foremost, as difficult as this is, can you give us like a brief history about yourself and how you got to like right here? I mean, I know it's hard, but the best you can.
No, thank you. Thank you, David, for having me. 13 years ago, I was on a surf trip in Costa Rica. I thought I had my whole life figured out. I was going to be in business, going to make the money, going to get the wife and the house, and everything was materialistic. I believed in God, but Jesus was on the back burner at that moment, and he was going to come back in my life after everything was figured out. And in Costa Rica, dove into a shallow swimming pool late at night and broke my neck and ended up in a wheelchair. Now I'm quadriplegic on a mission for God.
That's pretty concise. I mean, so you're in Costa Rica, that happened. Did you know instantly when you went into the pool? This is not right.
I was at the bottom of the swimming pool, and I knew immediately that life was not going to be the same for
sure.
And my buddy pulled me out. He had just learned CPR a week before. Miracle number one out of a lot of miracles in my story. And he revived me, and thank God he did, because I'm glad I'm alive.
Now you have this. This is 13 years ago.
This is 13 years ago.
So from that moment where the Lord said, you know, I have a different plan and I'm going to walk this a different way, to now, the Lord has brought you through. I mean, I you couldn't even name in this show all the different miracles, but he brought you into a form of ministry and communication. How did that come about?
So immediately in the hospital, I was given three books by close friends and family. Thank God I had Christians all around me. They gave me a new Bible, a Silver Surfer compendium of a comic book, and a book by Viktor Frankl named Man's Search for Meaning. And Frankl talks about, if you're not familiar with Man's Search for Meaning, I suggest that book to anybody. He survived Auschwitz. He was studying how the prisoners in Auschwitz, were able to survive by finding purpose in their suffering, by finding meaning in their suffering. And for a few years, I was completely confused with what my life had in store, how God was going to use me. It was hard to visualize the future. And Matthew 6 talks about not worrying about the future because there's enough problems for today. And that verse really, combined with Frankl, just really made me focus on what I could do now and what I could focus on. And comic books became this way for me to escape reality and become a storyteller. And I just started studying comic books, went back to school, got a bachelor's degree in literature and writing, and then a master's degree in literature and writing. And along that path, I had a vision of Paul the Apostle riding on a motorcycle, hunting down Christians before he was a Christian. And that was the early vision of the first comic book that I made about Paul the Apostle.
Wow, that is absolutely outstanding. Let's do this real quickly. Website, phone numbers, how do people access if they're like, wait, I want it. What were you talking about? What's this comic book? How do they access?
So my website is Bear Truth Collective. That's BEARTRUTH Collective, collectiv.com. And our primary book that we sell is a ministry tool about Paul the Apostle, his whole life from the book of Acts and this really cool Star Wars-ish creature world. So it's a very, not your traditional comic book, but the response from kids has been absolutely incredible.
Phenomenal, huh?
And it's completely accurate, Bible references on each page. We built it, we made it to have Bible studies and to have families come together and enjoy a comic book, and a graphic novel is what the technical term is because it's 140 pages. Learn about Paul in a really cool way and get kids pumped on Jesus.
That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it is. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I'm loving what I'm doing.
Yeah, that is just outstanding. And in doing this process, when you then went back, got your bachelor's degree, went to get your master's degree, prior to this moment, was there a comic book connection, or is this something that came about because what you were given in the hospital?
It all started with the hospital.
Wow.
I enjoyed watching the comic book movies before I got hurt, but I was never a comic book guy. I was an athlete. I played college soccer for Point Loma Nazarene, and comic books and weren't on my radar, but just being alone and in a room and not knowing what the heck you're going to do in life, comic books became an outlet for me.
That's so cool, though. I mean, it's so cool that the Lord gave you, at that one time, kind of gave you a couple of different, he gave you three major tools to give you direction.
I mean, it was just like, here, look, take this.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
You didn't probably had any idea when you're like, well, thanks for these books. Okay.
I think I threw that Viktor Frankl book on the shelf for I was in the hospital for 3 months, and that book eventually got into my hands, and it changed my life.
Wow. That is just absolutely fantastic. Now, you have the Beer Truth Collective, and that's one. There's one main book, or more than one book. What do you got?
So that's our main book, and then I've partnered with another comic book company on the East Coast called Kingstone Comics, and they're supporting me and allowing me to sell their catalog of books, which are traditional comic books, traditional Christian comic books: Moses, Exodus, Genesis, the whole Old Testament in human form. Because I've been approaching churches and they love the book, but they might be not teaching Acts at that moment.
Right.
So do you have it in Genesis or Moses, or do you have something on Samson? So now I have all that stuff to offer churches too. And it's all about education. And this is just a very unique device to get kids really excited about digging into the scripture.
I know how it works. It worked for me. I mean, it's not like you gotta be kidding. So when you did that, is this partnership newer, or is this that you have with this what is it? It's Kingstone Comics.
Yeah, it's a newer partnership with them. Book, Paul the Apostle, is mine completely, Bear Truth Collective, but Kingstone is allowing me to sell their books too.
That's cool.
Just offer it to the West Coast.
That's cool. So you're kind of like the West Coast rep.
That's right? Exactly what I am.
I like that. That is awesome. What's really funny, you have no idea. Agent Squires is sitting right there. He's one of the few people that's a bigger comic book fan than I am. So he's probably just sitting there going, what? I didn't know about this. Let's talk about where you're going to go, or where you think you're going to go, because this is what I think the Lord is doing.
Until
he gives you that, it's like, it's a guess, you know? Where do you think you're going?
We're working right now on a study guide for Paul that's going to be a really cool way to dig deeper into the scripture, do creative activities, learn how to draw the characters, learn how to write your own testimony in a poem. Very out-of-the-box, creative kind of a study guide for the book. And then we're also almost finished with the script of the second book, which is Peter, and we'll tell the story of Jesus. It was all headed toward Jesus. I think I started with Paul because I didn't want to mess Jesus up, and this was
that's good.
This taught me how to do it. We're making our little revisions to Paul to make it even better, but now we know how to make Jesus really, really amazing.
Yeah, you don't want to mess it. I know exactly what you're talking about. So you want to just, the first book that I did was about me, because if I ever talked about a topic or a subject that was the Lord's like subject in scripture, I would rather mess me up than talking about, you know, the election, the foreknowledge, predestination of God. It's like, wait.
Definitely.
I fully understand that like 100-fold. All right. So that is the goal, or that's where you're heading. People can help because they can pray for you, which everybody should want that. I mean, that's just that Romans 15:30. Which I mentioned before, you know, join me in my struggle by praying for me. But then purchasing this helps the ministry, it helps the business move forward.
Definitely. And we are a business that has expenses, and we're trying to become a sustainable ministry that we can make more and more of these books. Another way that's really exciting, there's an organization called Urban Youth in San Diego by a guy named Nate Landis, good friend of mine, awesome ministry that he does. And we've partnered with him to get this book into the hands of underprivileged kids throughout San Diego to get them pumped on the Bible. So if there's somebody out there that wants to help in a way to get these books into the hands of young kids that really need it, that need to hear the gospel in a contemporary, unique, exciting way, you could contact me and we could I'll explain the deal. It's basically you're donating to him, to Nate Landis. They'd get a tax write-off as a donation to a nonprofit, and then he would buy the books for me at a discount, and he gives them out for free.
Yeah, that's cool. I know that model. That's a good model. BearTruthCollective.com.
Yes, sir.
So that's for people that are – and there are youth pastors out there, and there are ministers out there, senior pastors, and you're like, hey, I do want to reach this new group. I do want to reach the kids in a unique way. Well, this is the gospel. It is the gospel that is told from a perspective that many kids, like myself as a kid 40 years ago, that's what I needed to get in. And that's just how that works. BareTruthCollective.com. We'll take a short break, come back. We want to talk a little bit about poetry and a few other things with Mario. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Be right back.
There's so much tension, so much pain.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. This is AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Online at kprz.com or on Facebook at KPRZ 1210 AM or on your smartphone, iPad, or tablet with the K-Praise app. And now, K-Praise is available on the newest device for Christian radio listening, the hands-free, voice-controlled smart speaker.
Find me K-Praise Radio.
Playing K-Praise Radio in San Diego.
Welcome to the next generation of AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I remember back to school time. Things can get pretty hectic.
That's right, Tyson. Just like for us humans, the fall is also a busy season for annoying pests, with termites still active from the late summer heat or rodents looking for their next winter home. Now is the perfect time to call Ecola for a free inspection.
Call 877-332-BUGS. At Ecola, we've done our homework. We are the leaders and best in alternative and traditional pest control, offering mother-approved, simple solutions. Perfect for families, perfect for pets, perfect solutions created just for you.
Don't procrastinate, right, Tyson?
Come on, Mom.
Call the class leader today. Ecola Termite and Pest Control, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-2847, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola.
Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
And in mid-sentence, I just raised my head, watching towards the Statue of Liberty, and what I saw was the biggest aircraft that I've ever seen bearing down on me, eye level.
It was September 11th, 2001, and Stan Pramuth was at the World Trade Center on the 81st floor.
Dropped the phone, screamed, "Lord, I can't do this, you take over." And I dove under the desk, a steel desk. Later on, when I watched the news, I saw that plane from coming straight, just made a little turn. The plane crashed, tilted like this, the bottom wing is stuck in my office door, 20 feet from where I was, under my desk.
That little turn by the incoming jet meant the difference between life and death for Stan Pramuth, and you'll hear his dramatic story today at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have been blessed. We're talking to Mario DiMatteo, and he has shared a testimony. It is powerful. So if you did not get a chance to hear it, my strongest admonition is to get to the podcast, or, you know, to get to the podcast one way or another, either through KPRZ or davidspoon.com, and listen to the testimony so you can find out that things that take place in life have a little more handwriting in them than you think have dice in them. Huh. Might be a nice way to say it, keeping it simple.
Thank you.
Doing a great job. I do want people to know BareTruthCollective.com. BearTruth.com. Bear Truth as in Bear the Truth. Bear Truth Collective. I'm going to go, it's not Yogi. BearTruthCollective.com. That's where you can pick up the book. He wrote the book regarding the Apostle Paul. What is the title for the comic, the graphic novel?
The graphic novel is called Paul the Apostle, a graphic novel.
That's what it's called. That's pretty good. That's pretty straightforward.
Wanted to make it simple.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then he's also a representative for Kingstone, I believe that's right, correct, for the West Coast. So if you're a pastor, you're a youth pastor, and you're like, I do want to reach my kids a better depth of scripture understanding, a better depth of engagement towards the word, there are other tools that you can use alongside of the single greatest piece of literature ever written by the single greatest being ever be who has ever been. So this is what the encouragement is. Check it out. Bear Truth Collective. All right. And then you can always, I mean, you can look up Mario. I mean, he's got a nice LinkedIn, you know, page, but go to the website. That'll tell you what's going on. All right. Mario's going to share a poem because you are not just in the graphic novel end of things. You have a lot of creative talent. So yes, I want you to go ahead and share. He's got a poem for us. I want to hear this.
Yeah, so I'm also involved in spoken word poetry in San Diego. It's like an underground scene of thousands of people that gather to do poetry, and it's very, very secular and very probably scary to a lot of the audience. And I go in there and I'm able to infiltrate the darkness with my words. So
cool. That's very cool.
So this is basically my testimony amplified.
Okay, fire away.
There once was a roly-poly that crossed paths with a magnificent caterpillar. Being a stubborn roly-poly, he clung to the earth and would not move. The caterpillar, unaware or unconcerned, walked over the roly-poly's little body, dragging his legs through the roly's eyes. The roly thought to himself, in 2 weeks, this caterpillar is going to turn into a beautiful butterfly while I'm stuck. A damned roly-poly for the rest of my life. The roly-poly went home and began to wonder why he couldn't transform into something beautiful, why he couldn't grow wings and fly. I'm not good enough, he said to himself, but decided there must be wings somewhere inside himself, so he started pulling off limbs. No wings under there, he thought. He pulled off another limb and another after that. No wings there either. Finally, he started ripping at his outer shell. I'm not good enough. He ripped and tore bit by bit until all his insides were showing. A bird swooped down from the sky and ate him. At least now I can fly, thought the roly-poly. In 2004, I broke my neck diving into a shallow swimming pool. I still remember the bottom, all brittle, in bone pile, these wheels are 13 years too heavy. I often feel like that roly-poly, hopeless, looking for wings, looking to be someone that I'm not. I can't help but wonder what life would be like if I hadn't been so stupid. It is easy to feel consumed by hopelessness when all we focus on is the could-have-beens or worse yet, the should-have-beens. And so for too long, I convinced myself scrap metal. Convinced myself rolling junkyard, convinced myself these wheels and these crippled hands aren't good enough, and I almost hated myself invisible. But in our deepest suffering, I truly believe, nah, I'm absolutely convinced that God will always provide a way out. We are so much stronger than we can even imagine, and we always need to be celebrating our beautiful, magnificent, roly-poly shells, no matter how badly we want to tear them to shreds. I know it's not easy. Depression and anxiety, they lurk beneath our fingernails and feast on those moments where you'd rather be anyone but yourself. It's a battle. So nowadays, I carve the words good enough onto the mirrors to remind me. I tattooed the words good enough onto my wrist to remind me. I yell good enough into the mouths of all those self-doubting shadows to remind me I am good enough. And through the blood of Christ, I am perfect. And I never needed no flimsy butterfly wings to fly in the first place.
That is excellent.
Thank you.
That is excellent. Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. What a great job. Was that fantastic? Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
That was really, really good. So when did you write that?
That was a few years ago.
Yeah, so. That's really powerful.
Thank you.
That's really, and it must be tough to take it into that kind of maybe secular circuit. I mean, do you get people to listen and they come up and respond to you?
A lot of positive, pretty much all positive
response. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
The community, those secular, there's a lot of broken people in there that need to be inspired. And
yeah, there is. There and is.
It's easier for me to evangelize with poetry and metaphor, and that's how I kind of break into their heart a little bit.
Yeah. Great job. What a fantastic interview. You really did a great job.
Thank you so much. Excellent. David. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my privilege. All right. I want to make sure everybody knows, so I don't want to make sure anybody misses this. BareTruthCollective.com. Did you hear that? BareTruthCollective.com. Mario DiMatteo. Excellent job.
Thank you so much, my friend.
All right. God bless you, brother.
God bless
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210. Gay Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You're going to hear Marty. Then we'll come back from hour number two. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here's the Word on Wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, live and local. I took a question on an email account that I thought would be worth discussing. The question was, should I convert an inherited retirement account to a Roth? Tricky question. Now, a couple of things come in play here. If you inherit an IRA from somebody other than your spouse, this could be a father, grandfather, uncle, cousin, neighbor, whoever, as long as you're not married to that person, if you inherit an IRA account, you cannot convert that to an inherited Roth IRA. It has to go to a traditional pre-tax IRA if you choose to keep it in an IRA account. So if we're talking about an IRA and you're a non-spousal beneficiary, that cannot be converted to Roth. However, if you are the beneficiary from somebody's 401k account and you're a non-spousal beneficiary, meaning, of course, you're not married to that person, then you could choose to have that 401k money roll into an inherited Roth IRA. Now, before you go ahead and pull the trigger on this, just know that if you do that, you're going to have to pay the tax in the year that you receive that account as taxable income. So you want to pay attention to that because it could possibly throw you into a higher marginal tax bracket, and you have to have the cash on the sidelines somewhere to pay the tax liability because it cannot come out of the account itself. So you want to be really careful about that. Also, if you do decide to go into an inherited Roth IRA from that 401k, you have to be aware that you also have a required minimum distribution from that Roth account. No, it is not taxable because Roth distributions are not taxable income, but you still have to take a certain amount of money out each year following the year following the death of the decedent. So there's, again, as you can imagine in a decision like that, a number of moving parts here before you would want to pull the trigger, and you'd want to get some good information. For the moment, just know this. If you inherit an IRA from a non-spouse, you cannot convert that to a Roth inherited IRA. It's got to go to a traditional inherited IRA. If you inherit a 401k, you can drop that into either traditional inherited IRA or a Roth inherited IRA if and only if you're willing to pay the income tax on that inherited money in the year you receive that account. So lots to think about there. And before you go ahead and pull the trigger, just make sure you get some good tax advice and you understand exactly the pros and cons of either choice. There's some tricky parts there that I would hope you'd seek some good counsel and make sure that your eyes were wide open before you pulled the trigger on either of those two things. If you need help with that, that is what I do all day long here in my Mission Valley office. We drag people kicking and screaming right into financial independence. I can help you do that as well. Come on in for your free consultation with me. I meet with everybody personally, one-on-one here in my Mission Valley office. It's absolutely free of charge. Just call for your retirement consultation, and I'd be delighted to make your acquaintance. 800-727-PLAN is my office number here in Mission Valley, 800-727-7526. Or you could go to my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That is one big word, theretirementprofessor.com. Check that out. Lots of good tools and information for you there as well. And you can also email me there if you have a question. That's it for this edition, friends, of The Word on Wealth. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. This is The Word on Wealth Financial Network, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, on the same Salem Network stations.
This is AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.